This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
Welcome to a Joycast from Joy 94.9. Visit joy.org.au to find out more about our Joycasts.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
How are you, kids?
Hello.
Hello.
Good afternoon, Dave Murphy. Good afternoon, Timothy. Good afternoon, Joysters. How are we?
Pumped for this show.
Yes.
And I tell you what a weekend it's been.
Have we all recovered?
I think so.
Well, some of us in the room saw a fraction of the wedding of this century.
And I'm patting myself on the back.
Did you not see any of it?
I saw a fraction.
A fraction.
A fraction.
Like the start of it, the end of it? The middle of it, which was interesting.
She got out of the car.
I saw her get out of the car and walk herself up the aisle.
That was it.
And that's it.
Oh, good. We have so much to talk about on it, don't we, Annabelle?
Oh, my goodness. Can I just say that was the greatest thing I've seen in a bit. Like, I'm so happy. I'm so happy.
Can we just...
I had to watch it again yesterday morning because I peaked too early.
I don't want to, and I don't want to peek too early on this show either, you know? I just don't want to get there too quick because we've got so much to dive into with the world of Harry and Meghan's. Wedding. It's brilliant.
Do you know the best thing I saw, though? Somebody was like, on one of the English newspaper covers, it was a joke, and it said, "I now pronounce you Ginger Megs." Ginger Megs.
That's quite good.
I love that.
I like There she is, Cher. Is she doing concerts all over Australia?
I don't know. But
I don't know.
No, I'm
apparently,
sure
the first few are sold out.
I don't think I need to see her in no clothing.
I saw her 10 years ago at the tennis centre.
Did you?
I'm not sure whether it would be the same now.
Did you rate it back then?
Nope.
Oh, no.
Oh, you didn't rate it then?
Oh, I thought it felt it was good. It was good to see it. It felt like it was an RSL club in Dandenong, quite honest.
Gotcha.
See, you're funny because quite often we'll go to a concert and have a great time and then Dean, I'll go, like, they'll come out again and Dean, I'll say, should we get some tickets? And Dean Murphy will just go, nah, because I feel like I've seen it. And I'm like, what, nah, I feel like I've seen it. Like, nah, it was amazing. I don't want to go again. And I'm like, that's the whole point of being a fan.
No, but sometimes, let's face it, it's 10 years on, maybe longer, since I saw her.
How good is she going to be, really?
Yeah. Didn't you see her this year?
I saw her at Mardi Gras. Why do I want to pay to see it again?
You don't need to go.
She did the 4 songs I like.
Yeah.
That was it.
I would go just because it'd be like when I went to the Rolling Stones, I just wanted to be in the room with them and say that I was in the room with
like
them.
Like how I was in the room with Hillary Clinton a couple of weeks ago. Same thing? No. Okay, so...
Gee, it's like, you know, if I ever mention anything once or twice, I get shot down in flames. But we're still talking, we're banging on about Hillary Clinton. Yes.
It took 11 minutes for us to get into it,
didn't it?
Yeah, it's good today. Now, listen, a bit more on the... We won't talk so much about the wedding now because there's a lot to dissect.
There's a lot to dissect.
And I know all your little fingers, all those... keyboard Nazis out there are going to go crazy. I don't know whether that's actually what you say. Keyboard warriors.
No, warriors.
Anyway.
Can I just say, though, I had a real post-wedding traumatic situation. Like, I actually feel like I was, like, having post-performance anxiety. And I think I realised what it was because when I was a little girl and I watched Princess Diana get married, I was just so, like, I wanted to be there and I want to see inside the castle. And now I realise that 40-odd years later, I'm still not going to get to look inside that bloody thing. I'm on the outside looking in. It's
there's
really
so
annoying.
Much therapy that needs to go on.
Well, I've got a radio show. I don't need therapy.
The reception took place. It's so Harry Potter, isn't it? It took place at Frogmore House.
Oh. Frogmore House, very.
And I love it. And featuring house music DJ played by DJ Sammy Toodaloo.
Toodaloo.
Toodaloo, Pip.
Toodaloo.
I love it. But there was candy floss. And dirty burgers? Sounds like a...
What's a dirty burger?
City party.
It does, actually.
It does.
I just think the mix of the upper crust royal British society and all the Americans would have been an interesting party
Go
to.
Yeah. The menu was featured things, the cock featuring ginger and rum. Who put that in there?
Ginger. Ginger and rum.
And this is something which caught my guard, and you told me about this morning, which I is about the first song, the dance to song for Harry and Meghan.
Meghan. No, I don't think you need
to. Are we going to have a lesson on this?
I don't think you need to accent
it. I've just been calling her Megan for ages. They go, it's not Megan. It's
actually, if you look at the way it's spelled, it's Meghan. M-E-G-H-A-N.
Okay. The song that they danced to was Whitney Houston's I Want to Dance with Somebody. I love it.
I love that.
Don't you love
it? I just love to see them.
Jiving away.
I didn't know what you were going to say then.
Look, it doesn't look too great out there, but when you come in here, it's like the Bahamas.
It is like the Bahamas because the air conditioning's shot itself. So
it's important to remember that at this time.
It's very hot in here.
Mm. We're nearly at Joy Radiothon,
and
kids.
That's why we need your money.
I need you to think about that.
We need your money.
Your radio announcers are sweating.
Anna Murphy, can I just say someone actually likes the show?
Who?
Back to the royal wedding. Can I just say there's a few... It was so mixed, wasn't it? There were so many highs. God, there was a few lows.
There were some exquisite moments.
And everyone's got one. I'd like you to send it through, you know, either a high or a low. 0427joy949, honorajoy.org.au. One of my low points of the... because we're watching Channel 9. Was Georgie Gardner's dress.
Oh, dreadful.
What the hell was that thing?
It very much reminded me of when Kim Kardashian went to the Met Ball heavily pregnant and dressed as a couch.
Someone said to me it was like the Von Trapp family's curtains.
Yeah, absolutely. It looked like she'd ripped off the curtains from the English pub she was staying at.
How about the lady whose the limelight was on? Old Megan.
Megan.
Her dress, amazing. But see, people still bagged it out.
I wasn't sold when I first saw it.
Really?
No, I wasn't. I wasn't sold when I first saw it. However, in the multiple times you've seen it on the news since, yeah, she's...
I think it was classic and beautiful and exactly what that
Except the whole
had.
Time we were watching the broadcast, you didn't hesitate to bag out that one of the flower boys, girls...
No, excuse me.
Had not straightened up her train.
I know, because the thing is annoying.
OCD much?
No, the thing is, it's 2 billion people watching.
Blah, blah, blah.
Just make sure it's straight. It's not that hard. It did my head in.
Listen, there's a big moment coming up that we're going to talk about real soon, which is on everyone's lips. It's like the big white elephant. And you know in all the promo videos that have come out about the wedding or social media, they've chopped this one particular part out. Like they want people to forget that it ever happened, but I'm never going to. I'm never going to forget it. And you know what I'm talking about.
Was this my favourite bit?
You know what I'm talking about.
Was this my favourite bit of the whole thing?
I think so.
Oh, yeah.
I'm Joy. Royal wedding.
Royal wedding.
You know what part I'm talking about too, don't you? Because it was on Saturday night I was at your place, invited over a couple of friends, and we were watching the wedding and you were in the zone.
Oh, I was so in the zone.
And we'd already seen the, you know, getting out of the car, walking down the aisle.
She'd walk down the aisle.
Beautiful, beautiful, beautiful. Him standing there looking nervous and whatever.
We hadn't got to vows yet.
No, and then we went through, I think it was the Bishop of Canterbury or something. And he did a good job. A bit nervous, as you are.
Well, there's 2 billion people watching, darling.
Then they swapped
vows.
Then they swapped rings.
No, the vows were after. Because I had to rewatch it yesterday.
Oh, hang on, I was confused because I had to leave the room.
No, I had to rewatch all that yesterday.
God bless him. And he's, I tell you what, his Twitter likes have gone through the roof. Is the wonderful Reverend Michael Curry.
Oh,
Bishop
Curry.
Take
a bow.
Take a bow. Have a clap. Oh. Have a clap, old Michael.
Oh, yeah. He needs to. Now. Yeah. That's what he wanted in the church, that kind of feedback, but he didn't get it.
A billion people, or 2 billion people, was it?
2 billion people.
2 billion people watched it.
How do they know? How do they count the numbers?
He, quite frankly, divided the crowd. Because we've got a message that's come through too from a person named Smith. Smith from Port Melbourne said,
"Lowlight, definitely Reverend Curry and his 15-minute rant about love and God, as well as him claiming fire, makes it possible for us to text, tweet, email, Instagram and Facebook, WTF.
Now, apparently, according to sources, the royal family had and the media had a copy of what he was going to talk about. He may or may not have gone off track a little bit.
He may have gone rogue on that.
Yeah. Stuck to the same theme.
I
heard was fire, love.
Lots of love in the room.
Fire, love.
You think about the first time you fell in love.
Then fire.
Ah, love.
There was love.
Love. Love. Fire.
I I'm loving this because I didn't see it, but I feel like I'm getting a very good picture.
Anyway, everyone I know like was so uncomfortable that they couldn't watch it. I, on the other hand, that is right up my alley.
Yeah, we left the room.
I loved it.
We went outside because we couldn't stand it. We were so worried about what was going on.
I was so uncomfortable and I was laughing so hard. And every time I saw a photo, like just a glimpse of a royal family just like with their sideways, I was losing my... I honestly thought that we were going to have to call an ambulance and take me away because I just could not survive.
Very
funny. And then I lost the plot for the rest of the night. I was like, oh, I'm done. This wedding's done for me now.
No, but then it bounced back on track, didn't it?
But I said, well, I don't...
You don't remember
unfortunately,
any of
that. Unfortunately, that sent me over the edge plus the champagne I'd had. So I didn't really... I woke up in the morning and was like, I don't really remember the vows. All I remember is Reverend Curry.
I felt raptured for a point. It took me a little bit to get back track, but the rest of it was beautiful.
Oh, beautiful.
Now, the funny thing about social media is that all the little video, you know how little videos come out? Mm-hmm. Like, you know, 2 minutes at the royal wedding, all in a package. You know, the only thing that's been removed from everything that I've seen is Michael Curry, the Reverend.
Oh, no, there were lots. Immediately on Sunday morning, there were so many memes about him, like about, you know, the looks you make to your friends when your mate goes rogue. On his love speech, or there was something else about when they give you, like, cause there's a photo of Michael looking over his glasses, and the meme was, and he's just looking over the glasses. The meme is the look you give them when they're trying to wind you up, but you've got 28 more minutes left of your love speech to get through.
I love it.
I know we're all sidetracked completely by the royal wedding.
Yes, yes.
But I didn't realise, Dean Murphy, you were a witness on the project last week.
What do you mean?
What?
Oh, I was watching the project last week and this came on.
Witness of the week.
Gone early. Monday. It's always pretty special if I've gone on the Monday.
Has to be. Huh?
And there was a fire near the house of young Dean Murphy in Melbourne's
Dean
West.
Murphy.
Warning, do not watch the following footage if you are allergic to cute.
What happened there?
The fire was so huge, it was bigger than a one-floor house. I was like, oh, crap, why is it so big?
but don't worry too much about the cutest witness in the world.
Were you scared?
Not even. I was just brave because I'm one of the bravest boys.
You are one of the bravest boys.
Oh, Dean Murphy, you are one of the bravest boys.
Well done.
He sounds like a little rat bag.
Exactly like you sounded at that age.
Oh, God.
You know what? I would like to hear from anyone who refused to watch it. Like, Tim, you sort of buckled and watched The Dress.
Yes.
But is anyone out there listening to us thinking, oh, my God, if I hear one more thing about the royal wedding, hate it, hate them, whatever. Can you let me know?
Basically asking people to bag our show out because that's all it's about this afternoon.
No, not bagging the show out. They've got no choice over our content.
Murphy's Law. Take the gay brother and the straightest sister and let them loose on air? No way. Joy 94.9.
Last night on The Voice.
Yes, because you'd be
forgiven.
Were
the live ones. Was that the first live?
It was the first live.
Oh, I thought there were some rocking little numbers on that. I thought it was quite good.
I thought so too. Yeah. I thought
Delta looked weird.
Oh, what?
What was that?
Do you know, I have really got onto Team Delta as anyone who's followed the show over the years will know. It's been a long, fought, hard journey, much like my love affair with Madonna.
Mm.
However.
Yes.
What the bloody hell was she doing last night with that thing?
I know.
Seriously, she's gone back to the old Delta and chiffon curtain stage. Couldn't
she
walk in
too.
It. Couldn't do anything in it.
No.
I secretly think that she's her and that...
Trent.
Hottie McHot.
Trent.
Ooh, Brock.
Oh.
Brock?
No, Trent.
Oh, hang on. Ooh,
no,
I don't know.
Trent, the one that they had a moment with.
Maybe all of them.
The blonde one that was in the boy band.
Maybe both of them.
Anyway, for those playing along at
that
home.
That was leery old aunt.
Delta's really leery. I think she's really leery.
Yeah. What was the whole hullabaloo about her doing choreography? I mean, we all know she's renowned for her dance moves.
Oh, she can't.
No,
she can't.
There was
move.
None of her on that
she
stage.
She didn't.
No.
But that was a great choreo.
Oh, pigeon toe.
Great.
That was very good. And can I just say,
yes.
Channel 9, I know that you exceeding expectations in the staging.
Yes.
But the poor kid in the water.
But he was sounded good when he was wet.
He was better in the water.
He sounded
actually,
when he, dry, he got in the dry bit, he was terrible.
Now obviously, yeah. He's comfy singing in the shower.
I sound but better underwater too.
There were, we had to talk about The Voice then because all we've got is Royal Wedding stuff and we were worried that everyone might just turn off.
I think we've lost half the audience after that break. Hey, I've got this story for you, Anna Murphy.
Yes.
Well, it's quite funny, actually.
I'll be the judge of that, thanks.
Well, this Swedish mother, her name is Johanna Gisenhall Sandstrom.
Well, that's funny.
So you can say that, but you can't say Megan.
Megan.
No. No.
Anyway, this 30-year-old Swedish mother, she loves her children so much that she wanted to get a tattoo of her
Fair
child's
enough.
Name. On
Our brother got tattoos of his children.
On her arm, thigh, wherever, I don't know.
Face.
She got, her son's name's Kevin. And when she came out of the tattooist, what do you call it?
A tattooist?
Parlor, that's it.
Oh, dear.
The son's,
this story is getting funny.
Son's,
and not for the reasons you intended.
the tattooist had actually, well, spelt his name wrong.
Oh, dear.
It was meant to be Kevin and it came out Calvin.
Oh.
Now, she was in tears and she was distraught. And she thought, and he said, look, I can't do anything about it because that's on there now. I can give you a refund, but it's no good. And she thought about getting it actually taken off, you know, like removed.
Yeah.
She came up with this idea with her husband. She said, you know what? Let's just change his name.
Change his name.
So she did.
How old was the child?
2 years of age. We're not like talking about a newborn. For 2 years, she's been calling him Kevin, and now
Calvin. Calvin.
Ooh.
Just slip it in there. And
she loves it.
Try not to worry about
what
it.
What does he think?
She loves it. Well, she says he loves it, but he didn't really have any choice, did he?
Yeah, and you don't really remember.
No.
Two,
no.
Do you?
That's true.
That's she really said it's unique. I think it's unique.
Yeah, and her next child, she's going to get it done. Her next child is called Freya. So I don't know what you can. You can't possibly go wrong with that, can you? Can you?
Well,
can you not?
Feta. I don't know. What would
it's likely to come out of Australia the way you're going.
Oh, God.
Oh, I think it's fastly becoming everyone's favourite part of the show.
No,
how we go onto the
really.
Roads is the Eastern Outbound today, free and breezy at 14 minutes. The Monash Outbound, who says it isn't easy being green? It's only 36 minutes. Good to go. Princess Freeway has an amber light. Slow she goes. And Westgate Outbound says stop in the name of too much traffic. Hi, welcome to this week on Postcards for White Privilege, and I'm Rebecca Judd. This week on the show, how many times can I say Juddy when referring to my husband? Well, Juddy and I will take you through our Brighton home, which is currently up for sale. Basically, it's just a very long free plug to sell our home when others would have to pay a sweet fortune. Just another bonus because Juddy and I are so very, very famous. We'll take you through this beautiful mansion, which we paid $2 million for, and now, only after a short period of time, and because it's got our famous scent on it, it's now worth $4.5 million. Who would have thought? Just another white privilege bonus. Also on the show, we look at how we can help some poor, underprivileged children from Toorak College. That's right. When mum's had too many shardies before 8:30 a.m. and the nanny hasn't turned up for work, how will these poor kids get to their elite private school? That's this week on Postcards for White Privilege. I'm Rebecca Judge.
There's a reason why you should never work with animals, children, or siblings. Murphy's Law Radio Show, only on Joy 94.9.
Hey, Tim.
Yes.
This month, Joy's podcast-only program, The Glow Show, is celebrating its first anniversary.
Wow.
The radio show that aired live for almost a decade with Paul and Gabby returned to the airways after 4 years as a weekly podcast just 12 months ago, and in this time, it's become one of our most popular Joy podcast feeds.
Oh, wow.
We need to talk to them. work out how to make our podcast popular. Should. In recent episodes, you'll hear a discussion on Domestic and Family Violence Prevention Month, Victoria Police's push for LGBTI applicants to fill roles within the force. They talk about the psychology of road rage, meet the same-sex couples who met on the job as police constables and recently got hitched, and learn all there is to know about the Vic Police LGBTI Student Network. Find your favourite Joy podcast now via joy.org.au or on iTunes. Joy podcasts, where you want them, when you want them.
I'm going to check that out.
Taylor Swift.
Oh, yes, yes.
Are you ready for it? Like, yes. She's all edgy and the, you know, the Reputation album and that's all, you know, and she's looked different. She's gone to the Billboard Awards this afternoon and she looks like Taylor Swift 7 years ago.
Yeah, do you think she's trying to get back to that kind of popularity again?
Just don't know. She looks like she's going back to country, Taylor.
Mm.
I don't understand anyway. This is a killing, kicking tune. I'm so up with
age.
The. I'm so up with the vernacular these days. Yeah, because I'm not 180 and morbid and depressed. Okay?
Kicking tune.
Yeah, this is a kicking tune. You're on Joy 94.9. Point Lime. Murphy's Law. Whatever.
I leave the office for 2 seconds and you two ruin everything.
The office.
What happens?
The studio.
We've had complaints.
Hey,
people are sending their messages. What a train wreck.
I think you'll find the live read was amazing.
Oh, right.
It's just when you took too long to come back and I was in charge, it didn't go according to plan.
Yeah.
Because
we didn't have a plan.
What is it? I'm the mortar that holds this. These bricks together, is that right?
Are you calling us bricks?
Are you a little bit more like
thick as bricks?
You know, like a
thick as bricks.
Like a sniffy stick. You know?
20 bucks
or clag.
Thank
clag.
You.
That sounds more like it.
You two pipe down. Tell you what, Anna Murphy.
Yes.
A little rescue kitten has been officially sworn in as the newest member of the Troy Police Department in Michigan.
Oh.
And his name is Porcifer Donut.
Porcifer Donut.
Not officer, Porcifer.
Oh, I love that story.
The female kitten was asked to raise her right paw as she was officially sworn in after a successful interview.
Oh, my God.
She was given to the police by the Human Society of Michigan and will now work in the police department's feline unit.
The feline unit.
The appointment of Porcifer Donut comes after the first candidate, there was one before her, named Badgers.
Badgers.
Badgers had feline leukemia. A contagious disease for cats. So they've taken her on board, but now they've got this one. She's healthy, called Porcifer.
Yeah, because I was going to say, this donut. Story just took a 10 for the world. Didn't it?
I wonder what those duties of the feline officer would be.
Just a lick and purr. Oh.
Lick and purr.
Lick and purr.
Lick and purr.
Speaking of, who are we going to...
That's a nice name for a nightclub. Lick and purr.
Not quite sure if it works, but it's Troy Sivan.
Oh, dear. Went pear-shaped, didn't it? Yeah. Conrad sent this one through.
Good afternoon, Murphys and Tim. My favourite part of the royal wedding was Meghan's smile.
Ah.
She seemed so exciting and was beaming.
What is
excited
he say there?
And was beaming. For all those haters out there, go choke on an eggplant.
How right of you.
And said, can you please play Ariadna Grande? No more tears.
Oh, dear. It's grammatically wrong. But, yes, have we played that already?
No, I don't think we have.
Wow.
Maybe later.
But we can play that later. This one came through too.
Oh,
that was in referral to our tattooed comment before.
That's right. We had a story earlier for those who have just joined us where a woman went and got a tattoo of her son, a two-year-old son's name. They spelt it wrong. His name was Kevin. It came out Kelvin. So she just changed the child's name.
After 2 years.
I love it.
And this, come back, I haven't read the message.
Sorry.
Whoa. Barbara said, that is why I never understand why people have their kids' names tattooed on them.
Uh-huh, yeah.
And this worth backing that up to read, wasn't it?
Really? Yeah, I know.
And Michelle said, loving the banter.
Now, listen, I just want to make mention about the Royals again. I know we've talked a lot about it today.
Is this why you're falling asleep?
No, I watched the whole wedding and then we were on Channel 9 and I think you'd left the room. I switched over to ABC or SBS or whatever it was and Ray Martin was doing had a whole audience there. And
Joel Creasy.
They were all very... He said, now let's get some responses of what you thought of the wedding, right? And they were all really, oh, I loved her hat. Oh, it was beautiful with her beautiful smile. Oh, and I loved her. And then random, this guy in the audience goes, what about you? And he goes, I thought the Queen's outfit looked like a drug dealer's Lamborghini.
Oh, dear. Oh, dear.
To me, he won best on ground.
Oh, dear. Yeah, I'm not sure what Lizzie was doing with that outfit, but...
You had something to tell us about Princess Kate on the weekend.
No.
Not Princess Kate. What's her
Duchess
name?
Duchess of Sussex. Thank you very much.
Morgan.
Meghan.
Meghan.
Look, I love her and I'm a massive Suits fan, so I feel like I almost know her because I'm still currently watching the seventh season and I'm just obsessed with her anyway. I think she's gorgeous.
I'm watching The Walking Dead, but I don't relate that to her at all.
Because she's not in it.
Do you want to keep going?
No. She's not a zombie or she's not in The Walking Dead, you idiot. Mm. Anyway.
But didn't the Queen and Philip look like it?
Yes, sort of. It doesn't matter how you get there.
That
doesn't matter how you get there. But can I just tell you the moment that made me and cemented it for life that I actually love her more than anything, and everyone needs to Google this on social media because, yeah, she did.
Oh, what did she do?
She dropped the F-bomb.
Did she?
On the way through the with the carriage on the way back after going around past the crowds. She
really?
Did indeed. Yes,
I saw it. Have we got confirmation of that?
I've got the video. I'll put it on Facebook.
Have a look.
Dear Diary, well, Harry and Meghan's wedding. What can I say? Saying, oh, they'll remember it for all the wrong reasons. Bye for now.
Murphy's Law, the only brother-sister team on Melbourne Radio.
Now, let me just say, I preface this by saying I have a dog, as we all know.
Mm.
Welcome to those who don't know. My poodle puppy.
It's so cute.
It's very cute.
Looks like Barbara Streisand.
She does look a little. She's black and she just likes to walk on her back two legs the whole time, just bounces up and down.
She's a flipping idiot. But
and
she's
on the
great.
Weekend, I dressed her for the wedding. And so she had a little tiara, a little bow in her hair, and she also had a little tutu on.
Oh.
So then when she was jumping around, she actually looked like a bear in a circus. A little dancing bear.
She is cute.
But I know, I've had it verified by vets that she is in fact a miniature poodle. She is not in fact a bear. Spare a thought then, will you, for people in China?
Of course. Where else?
This person, Su Young, believed that she had bought in fact a Tibetan Mastiff, which generally grows.
That's like what, a puppy?
Yeah, a puppy, right.
Wow.
So that breed usually reaches around 82 kilograms and stands about 71 centimetres.
Nice.
You know, saying that. But turned out, she said, the more it grew, the more it looked like a bear. And
she didn't
I'm a little bit scared of bears. Yeah, it was a bear.
Didn't latch onto anything? Maybe it bit the cat's head off? It might have had something to do with it. No?
The puppy had a voracious appetite. They said, you used to eat a box of fruits and two buckets of noodles every day. And they didn't twig. That it was actually a bear.
Wow.
Anyway, thrilling. As one's in his phone and the other one's just staring at me blankly.
Sorry, I was bringing up photos of a Tibetan Mastiff so I can see what it looks like.
Wow.
Yeah, it's really.
That was life-changing. Actually, it does look a dog.
Do you know what? Like that was bear, actually like doing a stand-up set at a room full of comedians who just have their heads in their phones.
The fact
and
that
no one cares. And you can't get a laugh.
The fact that they used to run off and shit in the woods didn't give it away at all.
We turn it up. Yeah, I think I just ruined that for Conrad.
I thought I was looking at Ariana Grandma.
Who said I have a self-esteem problem when I come in here and I get it
absolutely,
you know, boosted every week?
It's time for Last man standing.
Oh, God.
Wow.
Well, congratulations, Dean. You had a win last week.
Thanks, do my best.
Yes. So, Anna, you are still in the lead at 2-1, but Dean, you'll be kicking us on as last week's carryover champion.
Great. Bring it on.
Okay,
I'm ready to go.
This week's topic.
Ready?
And don't cheat this week.
Got your eyes.
Oh.
Yep.
Got your eyes. Got your eyes. I don't know what that means.
I'm looking at you.
It's like okay. Demons be gone.
This week's topic is
yes.
Things that live in the ocean.
Dolphin.
Shark.
Whale. Are you joking?
No.
Are you brain dead? Wow. And we were going to go on Family Feud before it got cancelled.
I was trying to actually think of that.
Why would you think of that? You've got everything else under the sun, but you tried to go for the hardest bloody pronouncing thing in the world. Oh, I can't
do this. But then my brain froze on it. I couldn't think of anything else.
It didn't help when you finally thought of it.
No, I still don't know. Anemone.
Thank God they cancelled Family Feud. We would have been dead in the water.
Embarrassing.
Dead in the sea. In the ocean, actually. But no,
I was just
fine.
Taking you're a leaf out of Reverend Michael, whatever his name face was.
Fire and love.
We need your dollars. We need your dollar for dollar.
Oh, will you shut up?
Oh, sorry.
If you can save some dollars over the next couple of weeks and donate it in that hour, which is on a Monday, and we'll notify you and let you know exactly what week it's taking place next week. But it's going to be great. We hope to raise, like last year we did $100,000 in the hour. Like all up with their donations with their matching.
Yeah, I have to get specific on that.
We'll have the final details next
week.
Okay, ciao.
Ciao.
Thanks for listening to a Joycast from Joy 94.9.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help us keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.